You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
Check, check, one, two. Look like a little country. Some rock and roll and blues. Cause we sure love playing for good people like you. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.
You are listening to Savannah Music, Local and Sustainable, the radio show which features conversations with and the music of local musicians and musicians performing in town. I am your host, Dave Lake.
We have back for a second episode Andrew Byzantz and Chad Sonka to talk more about the Savannah Voice Festival.
It's great to be back with you and excited to talk about all the things we didn't get to talk about the last time.
Good to talk with you again, Dave.
So let's start with August 13th. And the 13th is a very interesting performance because, spoiler alert, the name of it is related to something else that's going on during the festival. But this is referred to as Queens of the Night. And again, this is on Thursday, August 13th. And it is at, again, the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah. And it really celebrates the soprano voice.
It certainly does. I think Andrew and I will tag team this because at the heart of it is one of our most important partners in Savannah, which is with the American Traditions Vocal Collection, and specifically their competition. You know, many people might know about our connection with them, that we sponsor the Milne's Opera Award every year as part of that competition. So we are so thrilled to invite three brilliant sopranos that have won that award in previous years to do a special concert as part of our season. And I'll let Andrew talk a little bit more about those wonderful sopranos.
Yeah, we're excited to welcome back Kayoni Richardson, who we all know very well, as well as Liz Lang, who we all know really very well. But another winner is Nia Drummond, and we're so excited that she's going to be joining us as well. As far as the musical program, I think you can just expect to have a lot of fun, maybe a competitive sing-off of Cuando Menvo at some point.
Thank you. Marcello Nilla, Marcello Nilla, la fraschetta bando, fisso mai quel cavero, per poi darsi a miglior prova, dolce al pari, sotto incominsibil, qui lo vende chi ci dà, e colline in
compero. Alla fiamma,
again, a broad range of repertoire represented on the program, but really showcasing these three spectacular voices. We're very excited for this program. It's going to be at UU, at Unitarian Universalist. And again, that's August 13th at 6:30 p.m. So that's sort of the kickoff to our second weekend, and I think it kicks it off in great style.
And then on August 14th, so this is Friday, August the 14th at 5 p.m. again at the Unitarian Universalist Church is the Cabaret with Samantha Talora. Folks who have been to the programs here, particularly those during the year, because the Savannah Voice Festival is not just the Voice Festival, but it has programs throughout the year, are familiar with Samantha Talora because she's sung here before. And she sings in a wonderful cabaret jazz style. And so she is going to be performing along with jazz pianist Asaf Gleisner, a great cabaret of a wide variety of song.
Absolutely. Samantha came to us via our wonderful friend and longtime collaborator, David Friedman, who is quite prolific in his own right and has worked with Samantha for many years. Music Night and Day, which of course is named after the classic Cole Porter song. Many of the Great American Songbook hits, and in collaboration with Asaf, as you mentioned, who most, I think, people in Savannah at this point know who Asaf is and his brilliant playing and orchestrations and arrangements. It just promises to be a great evening that will transport you to maybe 45 below.
I was going to say, or somewhere in the East Village, depending on the vibe. And Samantha, as we know, she just owns the room when she presents her cabaret. She's such a special artist, as is Asaf. I'll tell you personally, we had a small event in Savannah back in March, and I played for Chad, and then Asaf sat down and played for Maria, and I just made the vow that I'm never going to play the piano ever again after hearing him play, because it's so spectacular and so inventive and colorful, and he's such a great partner. So I just expect this evening to sizzle, to be nothing but pure musical excitement, and I think you can expect to be highly entertained, deeply moved, and hear a lot of just fantastic music from these true masters of this form. Cabarets are a very specific way of performing, and not everybody can do them. And we are so incredibly lucky to feature two of the best.
Again, that's Night and Day with Samantha Talora and Asaf Gleissner on Friday, August 14th at 5 p.m. And that's at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah, which is on Troop Square. And spoiler alert, I'll be talking to Samantha Talora in a couple weeks about this program. And spoiler alert, she will not be singing Night and Day. But among the songs she's going to be singing are All Right, Okay, You Win, and Stars and the Moon.
Well, all right, okay, you win, I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win, baby, what can I do? I'll do anything you say, it's just got to be that way. Well, all right, okay, you win, I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win, baby, what can I do? Anything you say I do, long as it's me and you. All that I'm asking, all I want from you is just love me like I love you, and it won't be hard to do. Well, all right, okay, you win, I'm in love with you. Well, all right, okay, you win, well, baby, what can I do? I'll do anything you say, oh, it's just got to be that way. All I want from you, just love me like I love you. It won't be hard to do. All night, all day, I'm in, ooh, and I'm telling you, all right, okay, you win. What are you waiting for? If you're gonna be my hand. Well, all right, okay, you
him for a while. And I was sure that all I ever wanted was a life like the movie stars led. But he kissed me right here and he said, I'll give you stars and the moon and a soul to guide you and a promise I'll never go. I'll give you hope to bring out all the life inside you and the strength that will help you grow. I'll give you truth and a future that's 20 times better than any Hollywood plot. And I thought, you know, I'd rather have a yacht. I met a man who lived his life out on the road, left a wife and kids in Portland on a whim. I met a man whose fire and passion passion always showed, who asked if I could spare a week to ride with him. And I was sure that all I ever wanted was a life that was scripted and planned. And he said, "But you don't understand. I'll give you stars and the moon and the open highway and a river beneath your feet. I'll give you days full of dreams if you travel my way in a summer you can't repeat. I'll give you nights full of passion and days of adventure. No strings, just warm summer rain." And I thought, you know, I'd rather have champagne. I met a man who had a fortune in the bank, who had retired at age 30, set for life. I met a man and didn't know which stars to thank, and then he asked one day if I would be his wife. And I looked up, and all that I could think of was the life I had dreamt I would live. And I said to him, "What will you give?" "I'll give you cars and a townhouse in Turtle Bay and a fur and a diamond ring. And we'll be married in Spain on my yacht today and we'll honeymoon. And you'll meet stars at the parties I throw at my villas in Nice and Paris in June." And I thought, okay. And I took a breath. And I got my yacht. And the years went by. And it never changed. And it never grew. And I never dreamed. And I woke one day. And I looked around, and I thought, "My God, I'll never have the moon. And
on the same evening at 6:30 p.m., there is, again, one of my favorites of the festival, and that is Art Song or Classical Song. And this is in a salon event, Voices in Classical Song. And it's called a salon event because it's actually performed in the salon environment at the Green Meldrum House. And this will be at 6:30 p.m. on that evening. And you say, "Wait a second, I want to go to this thing at 5, and I want to go to this thing at 6:30. Well, it turns out those are within a couple blocks of one another, so they're really close. And you might say, "Well, but then I don't get to eat." But you do get to eat, because as part of the Voices in Classical Song, these salon events that they hold at the Green Meldrum House, there is a buffet dinner following the performance.
Beautifully articulated, Dave. That's exactly right. That's exactly how we would say it. And what a varied evening you'll have with both of these events. We've learned and listened to Savannah audiences over the years in terms of what it is that they like and the length of what they like. So really our presentations, with the exception of our operas and final concerts, don't last any longer than 60 to 70 minutes. So at the end of Samantha's concert, as you so astutely pointed out, Dave, you'll be able to just walk right on down to the Green Meldrum House and enjoy an evening of classical art song that's curated by our wonderful composer in residence, Jody Goble, who is a colleague of mine here at Iowa State. So I feel so lucky that I get to collaborate with her more frequently than some of the others, but she's going to be coming down to Savannah and we'll be featuring some of her works. And at this concert, If you get a ticket, you will be witnessing a world premiere of a new song cycle that was written for our president and co-founder, Maria Zuvis, that are Greek songs, and they're based off Greek children's poems, which are incredibly charming.
This program, I think, is so special because of the intimacy of the environment. And I want to say it sells out. So if you're interested in going, please get a ticket right away. It is so worth hearing this program. And of course, Jody's songs are a highlight, but it's also Jody's ability to put together a program. And then, of course, her ability to play said program. Jody is just a phenomenal pianist and a collaborative artist. So I always love this program because of the intimacy of the space and the intimacy of the repertoire. The repertoire will feature these new Greek songs with Maria singing them, but will also cover a wide range of art song. Now, art song is difficult to master form as a performer because you have to explain an entire world in about 2 pages of music, often, several strophes of a poem. That's all you get to create the same world that you have 3 hours on stage to with a full opera. And so experiencing this up close as you do in this wonderful space, by the way, with, I will personally say, one of my favorite pianos in Savannah, you just have a very special place if you have a ticket for this concert. But again, it sells out very quickly. So if you're interested, go to our website and get a ticket for this event. Do not wait. You want to make sure you get the ticket to this event.
Absolutely. And again, that website is savannahvoicefestival.org. And we are so honored to be partnering with the Green Meldrum House again. And as a foretaste of what's to come beyond the festival, we have a great relationship with them in the form of a salon series. So you can expect more concerts and programming from us at the Green Meldrum House throughout the year. And there will be more information presented to audiences about that series throughout the festival.
And a reason to go back to the website, savannahvoicefestival.org, after the festival to find out about the salon series.
Exactly right.
This is WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
What does it mean when we say that WRUU is a community radio station? It doesn't just mean that we invite the community to create programming. And it doesn't just mean that we are a voice for the community. It also means that we are counting on the community to keep us going. And you are the community. Almost all of our modest budget comes from small annual or monthly donations from listeners like you. You get to enjoy our community-focused programming because many others have stepped forward to do their part. Now do your part by joining our community of listener donors. Go to WRUU.org right now and make a one-time or monthly donation. And thank you for supporting Savannah's community radio station, 107.5 FM.
This portion of WRUU's programming is brought to you by listeners like you and by the 2026 Savannah Voice Festival. Season 14 of the Savannah Voice Festival is themed Sunny Days and Starry Nights and includes opera, art song, musical theater, and popular song. It is Everything Voice from August 7th through the 17th at several locations around Savannah. More information and tickets can be found at www.savannahvoicefestival.org. The Historic Savannah Foundation is now accepting submissions for their 2026 Endangered Places list. The Endangered Places program seeks to identify, advocate, and preserve historic sites threatened by demolition, neglect, lack of maintenance, inappropriate development, or insensitive public policy within Savannah's city limits. More information and the submission form can be found at www.myhsf.org.
This music is often called classical music, but remember, Mozart, Beethoven, and Liszt were the rock stars of their time, so I simply call it great music. I'm your host, Dave Lake, and join me for 4 centuries of great music, with new episodes each week on Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. We also have encores of these episodes on Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. from mid-June to early December. Welcome back to Music Local and Sustainable, and I'm your host, Dave Lick.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I have Chad Sonka, the Education and Outreach Director for the Savannah Voice Festival. And I have Andrew Bezance, who is the new Artistic Director of the Savannah Voice Festival. And we're here to be talking about, guess what? The Savannah Voice Festival. The next thing we're going to be talking about is a very special program. And this is the opportunity to get to know Cheryl Milnes and the career that he has had. This is American Aria, Reflections of a Legend. And this is on Saturday, August 15th at 10 a.m. And it also is a coffee chat. And it's also going to be at the Davenport House Preservation Room. By the way, if you're not familiar with that, it's on Broughton Street. It's the old Kennedy Pharmacy on Broughton Street, close to Habersham. And so this is going to be a very, very interesting conversation.
I'm happy to talk about this because I'm honored to be the moderator for this particular event. You know, I remember, Dave, being in my undergraduate days and dreaming of being an opera singer and going to the listening lab and listening to Maestro Milnes' recordings, one of them being the Rigoletto that Andrew mentioned before. I was in love with his Il Trovatore recording, his Aida. As you aptly put, he is the preeminent American Verdi baritone of our time. Well, you know, he also has a passion for new opera and American opera. So the focus of this particular conversation is going to be his career and viewpoint on opera in America, specifically works that were written here in the States. So he has some really wonderful insights about his relationship with these composer-conductors, some major works that were written here in the States, particularly Martin Levy's Morning Becomes Electra, which he debuted that baritone role. And it will be a great inside look to sit and chat with Maestro Milnes and see his viewpoint on opera in America.
Thank you.
And then later that day, and this time it is the opera of the festival, and this is Mozart, the Magic Flute. And this is truly one of the most charming operas of the classical period, but it is also a entry point into the Romantic era of opera. It is a very interesting piece that is involved at the transition between those two periods of opera, and it is a must-see.
Well, we can, at some later date, have a very in-depth discussion about, you know, where Mozart was in his life as a composer while he was writing this piece and what all of that is about. But just let's start with the basics. It's a very entertaining fantasy piece that involves distant kingdoms, big monster right at the beginning of the show chasing our hero, the Prince Tamino. It involves magic, it involves sorcery, and then has just some of the most spectacular music written for the human voice. Everything from the two spectacular arias for the Queen of the Night to be performed by Melanie Spector, which we're so excited to have her back, to the incredibly heartfelt and intimate aria that Prince Tamino sings to the portrait of the Queen's daughter, Pamina. Dies bin es bezaubernd schön. The role of Tamino will be performed by Eric Shebek, who we all know and love in Savannah, primarily as being able to just knock a David Friedman song out of the park. But he's also an incredible tenor, and he'll be making his role debut. We're thrilled to be welcoming back in the ambiguously evil, we're not quite sure, and then ultimately very sure he's not, character of Zarastro, Benjamin Sokol, who is returning to us. He was just finished his final year or is entering his final year as a young artist at the Lyric Opera of Chicago Ryan Center. And then returning to us as well from her beautiful turn as Zerlina in Don Giovanni a few seasons ago is Emma Peterson singing the beautiful role of Pamina. The music of Magic Flute, there's not a single number in the show that doesn't absolutely sing and soar off the stage. We also want to say that, you know, as Chad was discussing before, you know, audiences in Savannah maybe don't need every last repeat of something. But this is a slightly condensed Magic Flute, also with the aim of making it very family friendly. You know, flute is a great opera to introduce children of all ages to the idea of classical singing and what opera is. And we have a fabulous director, Grant Pricer, who was with us a few seasons ago. He's going to transform Asbury Church into this magical kingdom where the story takes place. And because we only have one performance of it, I just also want to say up front about this, get your tickets now, because this, I think, will sell out. And it being one of the most popular titles in all of opera, it is very recognizable to even people who know very little about opera. And so I think if you have any interest in going, by the time this airs, I hope you've got your tickets, because there's a chance you might not be able to get in to see it. But we're so excited to do this work, and it's evergreen. The music and the messages in the Magic Flute are incredibly inspiring and beautiful. And I think in the heat of the Savannah summer, you're going to find this a welcome refuge. So please, please get your tickets as soon as you hear this episode.
And so it will be sung in German, but it has English dialogue.
Yes. Just one thing for people who don't know to know is Magic Flute is not sung through. There's no recitative that we have in the other Mozart operas with which they may be familiar. In this case, it was conceived as what's known as a Singspiel. And that's a work that has both sung, sing, and spiel, spoken, connecting the sung parts. And it would be a very long evening if we did all of the dialogue in German as well. But for the pedagogical experience, the singing will be in German, because many of the roles are being filled out by artists who are doing them for the first time. And we want them to learn the role in a way that is useful to them in their future. But yes, the dialogue will be in English, and we will have projected titles for the sung German.
And we have the fortunate to have a world famous conductor who will be conducting the orchestra as part of this performance.
World famous to my mother, probably, but that's about it. I've lived with magic flute for a very long time. Again, something that we can get into later. But I have a deep connection with this piece. And every time I have the chance to perform it, I always find something new. There's a wonderful essay, by the way, by the music writer for The New Yorker, Alex Ross, called Mozart's Storm of Style. I highly recommend if you're interested in sort of a take on Mozart that is beyond just sort of a biographical or this is when this happened in his life, a view of him and an assessment of his music. I highly recommend this read. It's incredibly moving. At one point, he talks about, wouldn't it be wonderful if Mozart had lived long enough to write works well into his 50s, 60s, and 70s and 80s, and that we occasionally looked back on the early masterpieces of Don Giovanni, Così fan tutte, Nozze di Figaro, and Die Zauberflöte. Because I think you're right. Again, this is a new direction in Mozart's style. But again, I think that's for another, we could do a whole episode on that alone. So we'll leave that to another time, just to say that Mozart is a composer who means a great deal to me. My great mentor, Stuart Robertson, was a Mozart specialist, and I, you know, learned Mozart before ever working with Stuart, but it really changed my viewpoint on performance practice, on how the style really works. And so I try to bring that to my musical concept of this piece. But it's also the magic flute. It kind of goes a certain way. And I just get to delight in it. I get to delight in this music and be part of it. And who could ask for anything more?
And, spoiler alert, there'll be a show associated with Mozart's magic flute. And the festival ends with the festival finale, Celebration of American Opera. Andrew knows this. I've been looking forward to this since we talked last year. We were talking at the end of the festival last year, looking ahead to this festival, and Andrew brought up the idea, because this is the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, of the founding of our nation. I really don't believe that. Founding of our nation, again, but that's what everybody says. And to do that, we need to celebrate American opera. And so, in combination with the bistro brunch at 45 Bistro earlier in the day, at 5 p.m. on Sunday, August 16th, the festival finale will be a celebration of American opera.
It's going to be a big day. We're celebrating a lot that day. So I'm so glad that you mentioned the bistro brunch, you know, with a certain ticket. If one purchases the patron level ticket, not only do they get the ticket to the event itself, but you also get to enjoy a delicious brunch at the fabulous 45 Bistro at 1 p.m. earlier that day. So be sure to keep an eye on that. But in addition to us celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, it's also the centennial of a composer that is so dear to American opera, and that's Carlisle Floyd. And Carlisle Floyd was part of that initial opening of the Savannah Voice Festival back in 2013 at the Telfair Center. So this really just brings everything home and together in a beautiful way. At our current home in Savannah, which is the First Baptist Church, we have our offices in their education building, and they have been so welcoming, not only to us, but to every community in Savannah. So we are thrilled to be presenting this program at this place, celebrating so much. And you will hear a couple selections from Carlisle Floyd's output, his major work, Susanna, as well as a selection from his less often performed work of Mice and Men. Thank you.
Just me
but many people will know that from reading it in school, and the indelible story between George and Lenny. And I'll let Maestro Vizanz talk a little bit more about what else is on that program.
Well, I know that we have a whole program devoted to talking about this upcoming, so I'm going to give the brief highlight. But as Chad mentioned, one of the reasons to plan this program was because of the centennial of Carlisle Floyd. And his shadow in the opera world looms so large. But we also are featuring other composers like Leonard Bernstein, like Douglas Moore, a selection from The Ballad of Baby Doe, Giancarlo Menotti, John Adams with a moment from Nixon in China, Jake Heggie, who is an active composer currently, as is John Adams. So we're really looking in a long view at the history of opera in America from American composers and librettists. So I think it's a program that also celebrates who we are as American musicians and the creativity that has come from the incredible melting pot of this country. So I think you'll hear a lot of music that maybe you didn't know, but has echoes from various things because of the influences on all these composers and this unique American voice.
Well said, Andrew. And in addition to celebrating the past, we're also looking into the future, in that we will have selections by our previous composer in residence, Michael Ching, and a duet from the very popular and incredibly successful The Eleanors that premiered back in 2025 as part of the National Association of Teachers of Singing and National Opera Association Winter Conference. You know, we had over 500 people attend that premiere, and I think it's one of the crown jewels of what we've done as an organization. And that, of course, is written by our current composer in residence, Jody Goebel. So if you loved The Eleanors, you will come back, you'll be able to hear that gorgeous duet which closes act one from The Eleanors, with yours truly singing it.
And that's a particularly remarkable thing about the programming of this event. And again, we're going to get into it in a lot, because we got a couple shows, I think, we're going to be talking about this. You can tell how much I love it. But it is really brilliantly programmed because of the fact that you get the arc of American opera, starting back really in the 50s, late 40s, early 50s, and with that arc into today.
Exactly right. There is a breadth of repertoire out there that audiences may not be familiar with. So even if you're new to opera and you might be a little apprehensive about what American opera might sound like, we have carefully curated this program to honor the traditions of that beautiful lyrical singing, which is prevalent through this program, as well as introduce a couple new things that you might not expect, but I'm certain you'll grow to love.
So we've come to the end of the festival. Is there something about the festival that either of you would really like to talk about that we haven't brought up?
You know, again, this is my 14th festival in which I've been a part, and we are so excited about the breadth of what is being offered this season. And we can't do that without such wonderful input from the community, which we receive over and over again, not only from the love that we feel coming to the hostess city every year and throughout the year, but also the great feedback that you give us about what it is you want to hear. So we are so grateful to our sponsors, our supporters, our donors, and the entire Voice family. And that, of course, includes WRUU, Dave, you and your team, and Linda, especially. Without you all, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So if there's one thing more I want to say, it would be just to say thank you, and be sure that you get out there and buy your tickets, as many of these venues may sell out.
I just want to echo exactly what Chad said. This community in Savannah has been so incredibly welcoming. I was also privileged to be part of the first season that we were in Savannah. And all of us that are regulars have grown to just absolutely love being there, even in the heat of August. It is such a special time for us. And knowing that we're providing this beautiful place for particularly these wonderful studio artists to take their next steps in their progression is meaningful, I think, to all of us that are faculty, and I, even though I'm artistic director, I'm still faculty and have been part of the faculty since 2007, but all of our patrons as well, the way they interact with these singers from festival artists down through studio artists, I think it just creates an experience that can't be had anywhere else. But we're so looking forward to being there. It is coming up real fast. And we're crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's administratively at the moment and making sure that we're all set to go. But we are full throttle at this point.
So be sure to head to savannahvoicefestival.org. We have many different ticket packages, not only Friends of the Festival pass, but we have it also separated into week-long passes. So say you're only able to join us for one weekend or one week, we have ticket packages that speak to that as well. And also new this year, there will be more information coming out about this. Well, by the time this airs, this information will be out about our pay what you can ticket pricing structure. So be sure to follow our website for more information about that. That's new this year in an attempt to make sure that opera, art song, and musical theater is accessible to everyone. These are art forms that everyone deserves to engage with and will be able to connect with these stories.
And I want to give one more pitch, since I don't work for the Savannah Voice Festival family. I can't emphasize enough the fact that fine art, it doesn't come cheap. And the fact that when you have some of the best voices in the country coming to Savannah every year and throughout the year, it's important to support that, because support for the arts is declining across the country and even here in the state of Georgia. And so it's very important that people who love the arts support the arts. So remember, get your ticket, but also consider donating to the Savannah Voice Festival.
That's wonderful, Dave. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, we've been talking with Chad Sonka and Andrew Bizantz about the Savannah Voice Festival. And I hope you've gotten a taste of what it will be in store for you if you come to the festival. And I want to thank you, Andrew and Chad, so very much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having us and making the time.
Great to talk with you again, Dave. Thank you so much.
This has been another edition of Music Local and Sustainable, and I've been your host, Dave Link. Save this time for another show next week.
Well, I know we ain't headed for the Hall of Fame. Gonna give it what we got, man, it ain't no shame. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.